Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Let me love in a holy, holy way.
Let me love, let me love.
Let me love in a holy, holy way. Woo! Ultimate prayer, which means you got to let go and release anything that is blocking you from loving in a holy, holy way. So when you make that prayer, when you step into those words and said, let me love in a holy, holy way, let me serve in a holy, holy way, be ready for extreme makeover. So the stuff that is blocking you can be released. So when it's being released, you can say, wow, now I know I haven't been able to love. Wow, oh my God, this is still here? Ooh, I might want to keep that. But you realize you don't need anything because you're about to love in a holy, holy way. Agape choir. Just love how life happens, you know? If you guys just know what goes on behind the scene, it's so much fun. So much fun. Welcome all of you. Thank you for being here. Agape Choir, if you want to find out more about them, you can go to agapelife.com, agapelive.com, and find out more about the wonderful work they're doing, the song, the sermon, the lessons, and all the great things. Love Dreamers in there. Oh, you just go to agapelife.com. That's where they got the black guy in the secret. You know that black guy in the secret? That's what people say. You know that black dude in the secret? Oh, yes, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you. I am breaking up. Okay. Oh, I thought I was broken up. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference, and I am grateful to be here. I am so full. I'm in the land of love. I'm in love with love right now. And you know, we all make a difference. And life, everything that is going on only comes to support us, to help us to get to that place that we actually, it's not even getting anywhere because we're already there. Everything that we're going through and growing through, it's only leading us back to our authentic self. And I am grateful that I'm part of this journey called life, part of your journey. I'm grateful for all that is happening, that's transpiring, no matter what it looks like. Life is truly perfect. Now, your interpretation of it might be imperfect, but even that is good because God's got your back. Yes, you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I want to welcome my listeners. I pluck it hard. Thank you. Thank you for being here. I want to hear one of your songs that you pluck, you know. Yeah, if you give us permission to play it. No. First of all, let me put my radio founder hat on. If we like it, we'll play it. Now, let me put on my spiritual oneness self on. I'm sure we're going to like it. I pluck it hard. Let's hear how hard you pluck it. Swami Shiva is in the house. Welcome. Om Shanti and Namaste to you. Joyful Tamara Joy. What's going on, my sister? You're a bit broken up. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. You know what? You're being broken up so you can expand. All the stuff that doesn't serve you anymore are just breaking away. You're growing, you're expanding. You know, you can't be all that you know yourself to be in that small space that you used to be in. So God is working through you and breaking you up. It is all good, it's all love. I'm sending you the love right now. I am hugging you. Can you feel it? I'm hugging you, I'm holding you. All is well. All is well. Everything that is happening for you. And you, as a matter of fact, made that declaration when you came here. You said, I can handle this. Paint? Oh, please. You know, I can do wherever you want me to paint. I don't care how big it is, how large it is. I can paint. I'm here to bring some joy. That's what I'm going to do. All of us, we said we're coming to do what we're doing. We jumped the queue. We jumped the line and said, God, I got it. Let me do that. I messed around and said, I'll do a radio show. It just sounds good, God. I don't know what it is, but I think I'm going to like it. I'm going to teach. I'm going to be a transformation agent. And then we come through the birth canal, and all that pain and that pushing and shoving and breathing and pulling and smacking. It's like, we forget who we are. But sometimes society doesn't help us to remember who we are. They just keep us stuck. They say, be afraid. Be very afraid. You're born in sin. You're here. You're here to just struggle through life. But something within us says, no, it's a lie. Don't believe it. Don't buy it. Don't buy it. But we're like, well, everybody else is telling me to do things this way and that way. But I hear this voice. I must be crazy. And suddenly we find a whole new family. And we say, oh, welcome. You're crazy too. Come on in. This is the club for crazy people. And we all become crazily in love. In love with ourselves. In love with life. And when we remember that this is a game. It's a game. Now, the game can be painful sometimes. But it's still a game. And the pain wakes you up. Because you may forget that you're playing a game. So when you forget and you start taking this game for granted, life gets, boom, you get nudged. Sometimes it's like a whole brick hits you on the head. And you say, oh, no, yes, I forgot. And then you get to summon the love, the energy, the peace, and you remember who you are. Just love it. Woo! Life is good and it's getting better. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Don't do it. Okay, I won't. Don't think. Today's show topic is spirituality through your five senses. Not spiritual through your five senses. Ade. Stop updating shows late in the morning. Anyway, spirituality through your five senses. I love love. I love life. I love it. And Tamara, you make me laugh. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful. I'm laughing at so many things at once. I have to just pace myself. Let's connect with one of those five senses. Feel the breath move through your nose, through your nostrils. Feel the breath go in your body right now and coming out. Smell the goodness. Smell the goodness. Tamara, I love you so much. And those of you listening on the line, phone line, thank you all for being here. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Celeste is in the house. Tanya is in the house. My co-producer, she made it. She slept in the studio. She said, I am not going home. I'm going to be at this show at the beginning because Ade is going to do this thing that I've been telling him to do. He got away yesterday without doing it, but he keeps saying he's not going to do it. But I'm going to be there today. Come, what did you say to me, Betty, the other day? Come hell or high water, you are going to do this. Okay, I added a little bit of stuff into that, but you go figure out what I added to it. But you know, I'm feeling drawn to go a different direction right now, so I'm just going to stay with it. There's so much going on energetically. There's so much going on energetically. And we are being invited. We're being asked. We're being inspired. We're being forced to listen differently. We've been forced to rest. Oh, Lord, I got hijacked by my body yesterday. I said, nope. I got things to do. I'm going to stay up. I'm going to go out and walk and stay in the sun. My body said, do that all you want. I'm getting ready to go to sleep. I gave up the fight. I was knocked out for 2.5 hours. And a lot of people are saying, I don't know. I just feel tired because your body is adjusting to this new energy. And the best gift you can give yourself right now is rest. Now, okay, some of you may not have the opportunity to take a nap, but at least start paying attention to your body when you come home. Maybe the programs you used to watch when you come home, you may have to turn them off. Maybe you got children. Maybe you have to create a whole new routine. But it's so, so important to pay attention to your body. And it's no coincidence. I mean, it is coincidence. It's no accident. because coincidence is just several things happening together. So when you say there are no coincidences in God, yes, there is. So many things is happening simultaneously. Now, accident means, oh, it wasn't supposed to happen. There are no accidents. It's all ordained. Everything is in divine order. Embrace the shift. The shift is happening, y'all. The shift is happening. The shift done hit the fan already. Shift happens. And if there was a time to get serious about meditation, if there was a time to get serious about forgiving ourselves. Yeah, forgive others, but forgiving ourselves. If there was a time to have spiritual practice, to spend more time listening. You know, what's that saying? It's something like God gave us 2 ears, 2 eyes, and 1 mouth, so we are supposed to listen as much. I don't remember what the faith, the part of the eyes is. Look twice as much, I guess. I don't know. But listen twice as much and talk half as much. I did my own edit. But you guys know, you get the gist. Got 2 ears so we can really, really listen. I'm already going into today's show. Of course, that's how it happens. I know, Betty. I'm good, Betty. I can feel Betty right now. She kind of says, "Oh, are you ready? I'm ready. I am born ready." So, some announcements here. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to lifecoachade.com. Lifecoachade.com. That's where you can find out more about me. And last Wednesday of this month, of the month, every month, we have Conscious Parenting with Michelle Brown Stafford, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This month, we're continuing the conversation about educating boys and homeschooling. And same day, last Wednesday of this month, Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson. Find out more about that at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on lifeconversationsradio.com. So much on my plate, so much here, so much going on. Now, Holly, welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, let's go to the chat room. Where's my... Betty's pretty quiet. I'm surprised. She knows me. Betty and I get on very well. We know how to stay out of each other's lane. Unless we decide to drive a bumper car. You know, when we decide to drive a bumper car, that's what bumper cars are for. Bumper cars are supposed to get in somebody's lane. Okay, I want to do something that I don't particularly like doing while I'm on the show live. So I'm going to mute my mic. No, I don't want to do that. Because I have to do what I got to do. But I don't want to do it live. I'm just being all relaxed today. I'm going to play this song. And then I'm going to tell you about this new thing that Betty wants us to keep doing. But I'm not going to do it. Because we don't do it here. If we did, you know. But I'm not going to do it. So here's Karen Drucker while I take a nice gulp of my tea. We are all angels searching for each other's. Or to each other, even better. Where are you? It's a different time. It's a new reality. We are all angels, even if we don't always know it. Even sometimes we may be expecting something else. KarenDrucker.com. All angels.
We are all angels who only have one wing. All angels searching for each other. All angels who cannot reach the sky. 'Cause we need each other to fly. Do you know there are angels in our midst? Can you hear them? Can you feel them? They're all around you, with you every day.
got to kiss as I hurried out the door. Well, that stranger that said hello, that I ignored, they are angels.
They are angels.
We are angels.
We are all angels who only have one wing.
All angels
searching for each other.
All angels
who cannot reach the sky. Cause we need each other to fly. My life gets so busy, time goes by so fast. I rush through the day trying to make each moment last. When I take the time to look around, I see angels smiling back at me. Everywhere, at any time, I need to open up my eyes and see the beauty that surrounds me. Now I realize we are angels.
We are angels.
We are angels.
Musical legend. We need each other to fly. Yes, we do.
We need each other to fly.
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 We need each other.
We need each other to fly. So if you think I don't know who they are, you're playing the game of them and me and us. You ain't gonna take off. You are not gonna take off. You'll be grounded, feeling heavy, don't even understand what's going on. So Betty. Yes, I am. I love Betty. So now, in an announcement, we're going to get to the spiritual wholeness conversation, spirituality through five senses. We need our nose, our eyes. What else? What do we have? Our hands, our skin, every part of our beingness to experience this thing called life, experience God. Some people think they don't need their body. They think their body is a hindrance. Oh, boy. Jacked up way of thinking. Ooh, did he just say that? I think he did. I believe he did. So anyway, let me bring Betty on, who's trying to start this new thing that I'm just not going to do because we don't do it. We don't do this thing that Betty wants us to do. Oh, gosh, what is going on? I don't know. This always happens. Betty Piggies, my co-producer, how are you doing? She's afraid now. She can't handle it. Come on, Betty. Don't get scared. Don't be scared. Speak up now. See, you're running. You can't handle this. Okay. What? Speak in English. Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, we just about can hear you. We just, you sound like you're like...
Because...
You're
because... Well, I have an echo on my phone.
Cool. Look. You sound. You might have to call back in, sister friend.
I'll call back in.
Please do that. Oh, I see something here. Okay, I think I know what's going on. Okay, hold on 1 second. I think, whoopsie, what's going on here? I can multitask, but Betty was playing numbers. Yes, that was Karen Drucker. We need each other to fly. Well, We Need Each Other to Fly, but the title of the song is called We Are Angels. And you can find out more about Karen Drucker by going to her website, KarenDrucker.com. KarenDrucker.com is where you can find out more about that beautiful woman and how she is making a difference. Let's see if Betty is ready for this new thing that she's... let's see. Betty Biggie's. No, she's not back. So let's see. What else do I need? Well, I might just break it to y'all because Betty's taking off. We got things to cover. We want to talk about how to. here she is. Excuse me. All right, Betty Biggie's. Let's have a go. Okay. Are you there?
Okay.
She's breathing.
I am here.
She's like grounding herself. So, Betty, as you can hear, I've been talking about this thing you want us to do that we don't do. What is this you want us to do?
Why don't you tell them?
Okay. Nice one. But I'm ready for you. So, ladies and gentlemen, Betty wants us to start doing shout-outs. Birthday shout-out. I gave birth shout-out. Will you marry me shout-out. You crossed my lane, you came on my lane, but I'm going to love you, shout out. But I said, we don't do shout outs. And then she sent some people that she wants to send a shout out to, but I told her we don't do shout outs. But I know Betty works hard and she does some great work, so I told her we don't do shout out. But if we did, I'll send a shout out to Betty's friends, Jimmy and Carlene Carson. On the birth of their son, Leo. Now, Leo, don't get it twisted. We don't do shout-outs. But if we did, I'll send a shout-out to you. And also, Betty said, you know, Carlene did some things that, I don't know. She decides up for home birth, and she had a doula. So she wants to give an extra shout-out. But we don't do shout-outs. And now, you got to do birthday shout-outs that we don't do. We want to send, well, no, Betty's sending a shout-out to Angel. Oh, yeah, Angel. I know Angel. Angel Azzo. I think I'm pronouncing that name right. She's from California. Kim Luckman Lecron of Federal Way, Washington. Mary Lynn Hawkins of Salt Lake City, Utah. And I got some other shout-outs that I pulled from somewhere because Betty just pulled a psychic number on me. So I had to, I don't even know why I did this. But I also found somebody giving a shout-out that I thought, Betty might like this. There's a shout-out for the Love Streamers. It's been 2 years since Agape International True Center has been streaming online. So this is the second year. So I decided to pull things that I think, if we did shout-outs, I'll send a shout-out to Agape Life Streamers and all those people. But I've got to do this, even though I don't do shout-outs. Today is my beautiful, she's not my baby sister because she's not a baby. She's much older than, she's older. My lovely sister whose birthday is today, August 23rd. So, Betty, this shout-out thing does feel good, though, you know? I don't know. It does feel good, I must admit.
Yes, maybe it's wonderful. Don't feel good. So, for all of you who are listening out there, even though Ade don't do shout-outs, if you want to wish someone a happy birthday, you want to just say thank you to someone, happy anniversary, I'm sorry, will you marry me, or anything you message you want to give someone out there, a message of gratitude, send it to us and we'll give them a shout-out. Even though Ade do not do them, I'll make them.
Don't do shout-outs. Don't send me no shout-outs. I don't do shout-outs. So, Betty, let's roll in. Keep the conversation flowing as we do. And spirituality through five senses. What I also call spiritual wholeness. You know, I know you have some things that are bubbling up for you. But I do come across people who kind of treat their body as if it's an alien. It's a foreign body, if you will. You know, as if it's not part of them, as if it's blocking their spirituality. And I think, for me, I think that's a mistake. Because our body, we're not our bodies, but our body is an extension of God, is an extension of Source. And so today we're going to jump right on in. What's bubbling up for you, Betty?
Nothing really.
Okay, good. I'm in one of those
rare forms where nothing is really bubbling up for me. I'm just being.
Okay, let me tell you, while I'm spilling over here, if anything is bubbling up for you, just tap me on the shoulder. Tamara said, we sound like, what'd she say? We said, you guys sound like a mixed up married couple. Yes, no, maybe. That just happened just right there. It's like, nothing really. Okay, well, something's bubbling up for us. So here we go. All right, go back and do what you do behind the scenes. Life is good, it's getting better. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. And we're taking your calls, 347-426-3346. I love how I have my show all planned and how it's going to go, but I also know what's really running the show. So, of course, when the show starts, it goes a different direction. So, let's see. We've been talking about the five senses. Let me pull up some of those things that articles that we have here. I want to go this route first, developing your five senses. So, Betty found this wonderful article. So let's just jump right into it. And this is it's an article or excerpt from a book, a lady called Robin Weston. She's the author of 10 Days to Detox. Well, it depends on how much you've been eating and taking in. But anyway, 10 Days to Detox, How to Look and Feel a Decade Younger. Robin Weston, Weston. Now, even though she's talking about looking younger, this actually, when I read this, I think this is just perfect. I know that in the Western, particularly in America, in the Western world, people, well, particularly females, all caught up in looking younger. It's interesting that adults want to look younger. The teenagers want to look older. They put makeup on at 14 and they're dressed up like they're in their 30s. But nobody wants to grow older. Nobody wants to grow older with grace. We've become a society where we don't appreciate age and wisdom and experience. We get stuck. When you're a teenager, you want to be older. When you're older, you want to be younger. You want to inject yourself with Botox. Ladies, come on, stop it. Get it together. You better be careful, Ade. Most of your listeners are females. Well, you know, I'm just saying. Just saying, sisters, you look beautiful just the way you are. It's about harnessing your energy, your feminine energy, and brothers. And if same sex, the partner would see it's like, oh, that's my kind of woman. But when you start putting stuff, injecting stuff in places where they don't belong, the things are just popping out here and there. It's like, next. So anyway, let me get back on track. What just happened there? I got hijacked. Is that thing about looking younger? If you want to look younger, so be it. Do your thing. It's your world. So, I want to read this article that we found. Robin Weston, author of 10 Days to Detox. 347-426. 346 is the number, and this is what we're sharing today. So, Robin said, one way to remain youthful is to keep your five senses alert. But too often, rather than opening, we shut ourselves down. As a result, our internal and external environment lose their vibrancy. And in the process, our own zest for life can be dulled. The good news, with these sensory exercises, you will give yourself a boost and be able to more fully tune into the world around you. So we want to talk about hearing first. This is what she's got here. Hearing, the listening. And when we, and for some people thinking, well, how does this tie in with spirituality through your five senses? The idea really is using your five senses to tune into yourself, to tune into your environment, to become aware, to go deeper in your consciousness, to become alert. Just don't think your ears or those things are just sticking out the side of your head. They're really serving no benefit, you know. But you can really get in touch with who and what you are. And this is what Robin Weston said. She said, open hearing. This means listening to the whole range and variety of sound vibration that surrounds us. It's not just music that affects mood. every noise that enters us leaves its mark. If you train yourself to appreciate all sound, you will be less likely to regard noise as an irritation. Think about that. I'm going to read that again. If you train yourself to appreciate all sound, you will be less likely to regard noise as an irritation and more likely to stay open and embrace it as a living experience. So here's an exercise she asked you to try. She said, sit comfortably near an open window. Close your eyes and remain very still until you hear the noise in your head. Now open up your listening to include sounds in the room. Follow this by including the sounds in the street and outdoors, and finally, more distant sounds. Just think about that. You may not be able to do that meditation right now, and I think what we're going to do is put this this piece on my website, lifecoachada.com, and yeah, we'll stay with that for now. Other thoughts, but we'll put that out so you can get a copy of this. And but think about it. When you talk about being present, being in the moment, it requires becoming still. And this exercise that Robin Weston shares, it's listen to the sound in your head as opposed to saying, I can't meditate because when I sit to meditate, I start hearing all these thoughts, I can't concentrate. No, just listen to them. Welcome them. Know that they have their place. Know that you're not your thoughts. That the thoughts are just like cloud passing in the sky. If you attach to them, just let it be. You could take a deep breath and just let it go. Listen to the sounds around you, outside, the outdoors. You get to realize there's so much more going on than when we get so caught up running here and there, not even hearing somebody calling our name. Not hearing somebody calling out to us because they want us to receive love, to share love, to give love, to accept love. And staying with the listening part, think about this. You know, in this society where everybody is busy, we're all busy, sometimes we just don't have time to hear our own self think. Here's an exercise, another exercise you can do to heighten your hearing. When you're talking to somebody or when other people are talking to you, listen to them as if what they're saying is the most important thing in the world. As opposed to just being eager to say what's on your mind. Listen to what they're saying, and then when they finish, you respond from that place of deep listening, as Reverend Michael says in Life Visioning. And it doesn't have to be about, they're asking for prayer. It could just be every day when they're talking about their lives, if it's something they don't like. You know, one of the most healing thing we can do for somebody is to listen to them. To listen. To, you know, we say, people talk too much. People yell and nobody's really listening. We have cell phones. We have social network sites and everybody has something to say. But maybe because we feel we're not being listened to. In relationship, we say, you're not listening to me. You hear me, but you're not listening. It makes a difference when we listen, to ourselves. When we just take this moment right now to just take a breath. Yeah, that space where everything is quiet. That space where even in radio, they say don't allow for dead air. We always fill it with something. I listened to the interview I did with Reverend Deborah Johnson. I remember the first time I interviewed her, I asked her a question, and there was just this quiet. And I'm thinking, did she hear me? Is she there? Do I need to say hello? But she was right there. And when she started talking, woo, she was just downloading. If we take a moment to listen before we respond to life, to people's question, you know me, I'm high energy, I'm always on the move. There are times people will say something to me and I will answer, and then I realize, what, did I actually hear what they asked me? I do that sometimes. But somehow I find out that I did hear them, but it didn't register in my conscious awareness. So I work to just slow my hips down when I'm doing the show. Sometimes I can't help it. It just rushes through me. But it's about being still. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Number is 347-426-3346. Cindy's Mountain, it's been such a long time. Where have you been? Nice to see you. Nice to feel you. And we welcome the listeners. The silent listeners, disguised as guests, we welcome you. Candy, it's okay for you to be back and forth as long as you're here. That's all that matters. Number 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Let's go to the next one. And we actually got two articles here, but we'll just go with the flow. Glow and grow with the flow. Let's go to the next step that Robin Weston, author of 10 Days to Detox, to detox your consciousness. She talks about open seeing, the eyes. Although we possess a wide field of vision, most of us focus on one small area at a time. Begin to pay attention to your outer or peripheral vision, which will lead you to a wider perspective. Also, pay attention to the behavior of other people and their body language, which may send you subtle messages beyond their verbal clues. And to take it further, this is my added thing. It's about looking at life, your friends, your loved ones, your coworkers, with a soft gaze. You know, they say your eyes are the windows to the soul. When people look in your eyes, what do they see? Do they feel and see love? Do they see and feel togetherness or separation? Do they feel or see judgment or criticism? You know, does your eyes invite people into your world? You may get scared. Whoa, I don't want people in my world because I'm not comfortable with my own world. Well, maybe you need to start looking at your own world with the eyes of love, so that you will be at peace and easily reveal yourself, because that's all it is. Everybody just wants to be accepted just as they are. And how do we support people to be who they are? We've got to be who we are. And, you know, I sometimes listen to my show. This is one common example that we have, so I use it. There are many things that I listen to sometimes, even things that I write. And I read them like, oh, you think people are going to get it? You're going off on a tangent? Well, you know, everybody knows that. Sometimes I listen to the show, I'm like, okay, that's enough. And then I can come back to the same show with new eyes and new hearing, new listening. And I say, wow, that's a piece of art. You know, and when I say that, not from an ego self, but just really appreciating what happens through me, through Betty, through the listeners, because it's a co-creative experience. We're doing this dance together. We're doing the dance together. See, allow yourself to see your world from a broader perspective. And you realize there's so much more in the world. There's so much more going on. We're going to take a break. We'll come back to cover the rest. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And Mr. P, what are we doing here? What's this all about? Tell me what this is all about.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
No matter what you're going through and growing through, wherever you are, all is well. But she still feels shaky, and like Tamara said yesterday, sometimes I feel like I don't have the tool. Just come back to this radio station. Mark Victor Hansen, tell them why.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, we do, and I make no apologies for hosting the best shows in the planet, because it's simply about being the change.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
How many chicks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer. And go to 4parents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Yes, indeed. And tomorrow we have a show coming up called Coming Out of Your Sexuality Closet. Now, tomorrow's show is going to be off the chain, as always. I mean, that goes without saying. What can I say? Just say it and keep moving. But I want to invite you listeners, I want to invite you to, if you can, before tomorrow's show, watch a documentary called Let's Talk About Sex. The documentary is directed by, James Houston. James Houston, I was watching the documentary yesterday. It is well produced, and it would highlight things that you already know, but will bring you a deeper awareness, because I'm going to focus on, and actually, let me pull up the website address, because I was all on it yesterday. Okay, if you go to, for those of you listening on the phone line, you can remember, it's letstalkaboutsexthemovie.com. Letstalkaboutsexthemovie.com. There's a lot of information there, and it just covers how we deal with sex and sexuality in America and how they deal with it, approach it in other countries, especially Netherlands, which is, just fascinating. I mean, there's a part there where in Netherlands, just real quick, I want to just drop this in your consciousness. You know, they encourage their teenagers to walk around with condom just in case. And they ask the young people over there, that was asking this lady, they said, so how would you feel if you met a guy and he didn't have a condom? She said, I can't remember exactly what she said, but it's almost like she won't take him seriously. Now, they asked the American young people, they said, what would you say if you met a girl who walked around with condoms and he had it on her? They said, well, we'll think she's a slut. We'll think she's easy. It's like, whoa, the boys, if a boy walks around with condom, oh, the girls, it was just like, yeah, we think he, it was just judgmental. And just watch it. I I'm excited about tomorrow's show because I think it's time to really educate our young people. But we got to start with ourselves. And so we young people in America would tell them, wait till you get married until you have sex. But we don't talk about it because we don't think they're old enough. And then they start having sex behind your back. And then they tell you they haven't been having sex. And in the documentary, I'm giving a little bit away, the parents seem to always ask, are your friends having sex? I never had, in the movie though, in the documentary, they never asked their children, are they having sex? I guess they didn't want to know. But it's very enlightening. It's very educating. And even if you don't get to see it before the show tomorrow, I just advise you to watch it and share with your teenagers and educate yourself. Even if you don't listen to tomorrow's show, we got to do this. This is what we're here to do. That's what life is really about. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. Number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Let's keep going. Let's talk about spirituality through your five senses. And we're taking some notes from Robin Weston, the author of 10 Days to Detox. Now let's go to taste. Taste the tongue. I love what she wrote here because this was my thoughts as well. It's like, yes! Nice to know somebody else sees what I'm saying. She said, open tasting. Prepare a meal for yourself, but keep the ingredients separate. Begin to eat the food slowly, savoring the flavor of each mouthful. Pay attention to how your teeth and your tongue feel against the textures of the food. Swallow slowly. I mean, that's like making love with your food, you know? Yeah, y'all were thinking it. I know you were thinking it. Pay attention to how your teeth and your tongue feels against the textures of the food. Swallow slowly. Taste the ingredients. Yes, it is love. When you start to appreciate your food, when you start to appreciate what it took for that meal to be prepared, to end up in your plate, how many people got involved? You know, it doesn't matter if it happened through a corporation that's just into making fast food. But what did it take for that food to end up on your table? And if you cook it, if it's organic, if you have your own farm and you have your own little garden, just really sitting in love and appreciation and tasting all the love that went into it. Remembering, you know, you got to remember that the digestion starts in the mouth. And the better you chew, the better it is for the rest of the digestion process that goes on in your stomach and in your intestines and how you assimilate the nutrients from the food. Now, this is one part that I wish I can skip because I'm one of those people, once again, high energy, fire. Sometimes I eat and when I finish eating, I'm saying, I'm sure I had something in front of me. What? Did I have some food in front of me? Because I eat so fast. It's like, dude, slow down. Now, it's just, I'm just like that. I just move fast. But every now and then, I catch myself, you know, to just slow down and really enjoy the food and really be with it. Really be in the moment. Understand that there's no rush. You know, and all the things sound simple. If it sounds simple to you, sometimes it sounds simple to me. But when you talk about spiritual growth and transformation, it is about savoring the moment. So when you hear, when you listen with your inner ear, when you listen to what's happening around you differently, when you start looking at your life with different eyes, with insight, when you eat your food, when you just taste the goodness of life differently, you start to realize, ooh, I am so much more than what I see in the mirror. I am so much more. Then you can be at peace with yourself. And I'm pretty led to go to the ladies here. You know, there's this game that in the dating game where Abraham talks about how females just take themselves through this act of what's the word? I can't remember the word that Abraham used, but basically, it's not an act of self-love. Because some females don't feel they're pretty or look beautiful until they slap on makeup. That's almost like they're wearing a mask. I've seen on Facebook where some people say, well, you know, this is me, all natural, without makeup, excuse it. I just wanted to try something different, or sorry, I don't have makeup on. Some ladies actually make apologies for not having makeup on. You're already made up. Now, I'm not saying, I mean, I know the difference. But if a woman appreciates, now I'm saying women, there's some men who want their makeup, and that's, you know, that's a whole different conversation. And that's fine. You know, in the television industry, in the movie, yeah, people got to put makeup on to look a certain kind of way. That's what we ask for. But we put things in perspective, not to judge it, not to criticize it. But if females, I'm going to stick with females because that's just what I know. Well, that's what I know. Keep moving. But here goes my thoughts again. If you put on makeup from a place where you already appreciate how you look without makeup, oh my God, can you imagine how you'll be glowing some more? Something to think about. But then again, as I said, most of my listeners are females. And right now you may be listening to me and you say, oh, poor Ade. He's good in that, but he don't get it. Maybe I don't. But that's a man's perspective, okay? Because I don't want to meet a woman, be with a woman who she looks one way with makeup on when she takes her makeup. I'm like, whoa, who is this? How did you get in this house? You know? But anyway, touchy subject, but I can go there. If you're going to wear your weave, wear it knowing that you're very beautiful. If you're going to wear your wig, because, you know, there's this conversation about black women and weave, but white women wear wig as well. We just don't know it. But anyway, let me come back. Because I'm going to dangerous territory, but I can handle it. Bring it on. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. It is really about seeing the beauty in yourself. It's really about seeing the God in you, male and female. That we recognize that we're an extension of God, of source, of divine beauty. Then everything else is just entertainment purposes. Let's go on to the next one. Now we go into open smelling. What you smelling? Can you smell that air going through your nostrils right now? Robin Weston said, gather together some strong smelling objects like flowers, herbs, fruits, or scented soap. Close your eyes and pick up the object one at a time. Allow yourself the opportunity to absorb the fragrance of each item. When you do something like this, you have to be still. You have to be in the moment. So when we talk about spirituality through your five senses, this is an act of meditation. To say, I'm just going to be still and smell each object right now and see what happens in my body. I'm going to go for a walk in nature. I'm going to smell the fresh air. And your mind would say, what fresh air? Everywhere's polluted. Bring yourself back. Smell differently. Allow yourself to smell from a place of newness. Smell the trees. Smell the leaves. Smell the ocean. Smell the moisture in the air. Smell. Just smell yourself, your beingness, your presence. So if you don't like sitting still to meditate, you can use your five senses to get still and to feel yourself and connect with yourself. It is about wholeness. It is about spiritual wholeness. There is a reason you have your nose, your eyes, your legs, your fingers. When you walk, do you get in touch with your feet? Do you get in touch with your toes, your fingers, your muscles? When you go to the gym, you're forced to get in touch with them because the gym will remind you that, ooh, there's some muscles that you've been lying dormant. All of this is about paying attention to the body and being grateful for all that is happening. You know, the body is a powerful machine, powerful mechanism. It just heals itself. And if we allow ourselves to, if we consciously bring ourselves back into alignment through our thoughts, as I was sharing yesterday on the show, we think and feel, we think and feel. You think a thought and see what that feels like. If it feels, if it makes you feel good, if you feel a sense of relief, yes. Your cells, your muscles, your bones, they will all respond to that good feeling energy. Your body's already healing itself, but when you don't create a space for it to rest, when you don't rest long enough for your immune system to do what it needs to do, so you know what? We have to shut this down because we got work to do. So we run to the doctor and they say, oh, sorry, just drink some fluid and rest. And you're like, huh? You mean I get to pay for you to tell me this? Life is good. It's getting better. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. Number is 347-426-3346. Little Drummer Man. Little Drummer Man. Welcome, welcome. Sister Sirius, it's nice to see you and nice to know that you know it's not all that serious. Life is for entertainment purposes only. So chill out. Relax. Life is too short indeed. Nahali said, life is too short not to enjoy the pleasures of good food. I know that's right. Don't be afraid by food. Don't let food scare you. You know, I understand we, especially in America, you know, food has become an addiction. Well, what is an addiction? An addiction is when you use something to replace something that's missing. So, yeah, there are people who are using food to replace self-love, to replace their connection with source. They're using it because they don't feel the love from themselves. They feel disconnected. They don't feel comforted. They've been abused. They got to protect themselves. So they put on all the stuff to feel protected. Some people justify it. Some others criticize it. But can we support one another like the song, we're all angels searching for one another, each other? Man, one of the most inspiring shows that I see is The Biggest Losers. I don't watch it regularly, but when I do, I'm just like, how the heck did you lose 300 pounds? How? Now, I'm not even taught this. Anyway, I'm nowhere near two. I'm nowhere near 200 pounds. I mean, some of them lose a whole life coach a day twice. I'm like, well, that's me and some more. But you know, there's nothing you can't do. You're connected to something so powerful. And food was never supposed to be an enemy. Food is for our enjoyment. So when we take time to enjoy the food, how it's prepared, how it's grown, when we put more time, when we become conscious about how the food gets on our plate, yeah, we can have a loving experience with the food. And when we love the food will love us back. So you take it in, you assimilate, you digest, your body holds on to what it needs, and then eliminate what you don't need. You won't even need colonics. Or maybe you would, I don't know. But anyway, let me take a call before I start going down that line. I don't want to do it. Celeste, rescue me before I go off on a tangent, because I'm on that way.
And this is when you pull me in? That is so shady.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, great. Great show, and I know you don't do shout outs, but
no,
Tanya,
Glowing
Gooch, I know, right? I'm just saying, though, that every week, in the beginning of the week, I walk with some cards, and the whole reading is in alignment with the shows that are coming up, but I'm going to leave that alone. I wanted to call you to share something with you that I'm actually outside doing my sensing thing, enjoying it. And I came across something that you actually said in my book that's in alignment with the spirituality through the five senses. I wanted to share it with you from the Black Angel cards. It's not long.
Okay.
But it is.
You sound like a preacher. That's not long. All right.
I know, right? I know. No, I'm not going to hijack your show. The lover's passion is so revival when your sensual and sexual energy permeates your entire life. In other words, get hungry for your life. The time and energy you put into ensuring the satisfaction of your libido should also be used in satisfying your whole self, not just your sexual self. Your soul revival entails awakening the sensory awareness in every part of your life by doing the things you love to do. Sensual and sexual energy is creativity and spiritual energy.
I know that's right. You have to read that tomorrow for my show, too.
Oh, my gosh. I'm writing up stuff for you tonight for tomorrow's show because I can go into the whole body thing and all that stuff. And a lot of stuff's been waking up. So I'm writing it. You'll get it. And I'm sure I'll be joining in. The show will, so will Glowing Gooch. So I'm out. And thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. Yes, yes, yes. Tomorrow's show is, it's, what is it again? I don't know. Pull it up real quick. Something about coming out of your sexuality closet. Coming out of your sexuality closet, America. Coming out of your sexuality closet, church. Coming out of your sexuality closet, the education system. Coming out of your sexuality closet, grown folk, if I can get it out. It's time to free ourselves. There's a reason we feel what we feel. It's no time. I mean, I feel like we do two shows where because I already feel it already. Okay, we got one more to go, but I want to just stay with that. You know, it's why are we so afraid of our sexuality? Let me tell you this. Because we are afraid of our sexuality, we're in denial about it, we end up having dis-ease. We have a dis-ease mindset about sex and sexuality. So what we end up doing is instead of talk to our children about the beauty of their sexuality so they can be responsible when they're having sex, we don't. But we tell them how, well, you know, there's STDs, there's this and that. What? That's. I'll save it for tomorrow's show. And we're taking your questions. If you have any questions, if you have any thoughts that you want to add to tomorrow's show, I'm going to have a guest joining me. Join me, Mona Reeves. She's a facilitator of a workshop called Taking Sex Outside the Box. She's going to be joining me tomorrow. She's been on Life Conversations Radio before. And it's going to be a great show. Let's take a quick break. And we're going to share the last one, which is what Robin Weston calls, what does she call it again? Let me scroll down here. I want to quote her well, because my mind is always rushing, as you know. Open touching. Yeah, which goes very well with sexuality and sensuality. I mean, can you imagine? We're sexual beings. We're here to create. Do you know that if you have a challenge financially, physically, emotionally, and you have a partner that you're working stuff out together, and in that act of making love, you can focus on the answered prayer that you desire and heal your situation? Oh, life is good and it's getting better. Folks, we're daring you to live your best life. And this is Life Conversations Radio. The number is 347-426-3346.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, Punk. We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up. I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Message. A lock to my locker. Did you know that a bully will stop?
stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Staffer, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Yes, indeed. We are giving a voice back to the world, the global community, activating that inner voice within you to share, to be yourself. This week it's a series for taking responsibility for your health and well-being. So all the shows we're doing is targeted towards that, taking responsibility for your health and well-being. And spirituality is not a badge of honor. It's not, well, I'm spiritual. It's not a class. Spirituality is a way of being. Spirituality is who you are. Spirituality is connecting with that you are, where people don't have to ask you what you believe. They see through your actions. I always say religion is the study of love, and spirituality is the expression of love. Are you expressing the love that you are? Are you expressing that love? Because you are it. And until you get in touch with that love, until you get in touch with the energies that are moving through you and becoming at one with yourself and knowing that everything that you feel is all God, from the pain, from the anger, from the frustration, to the joy, to the passion, to the freedom, to the empowerment, it is all God. When you're feeling sad and alone, it's all God. When you're feeling connected and free, it's all God. Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, and you're part of the change. You're part of the difference. Let's complete this five senses. Betty, ooh, now Betty's getting in my lane. Betty's riding that bumper car today. She can't help it. Get out of that bumper car and get back in your lane. I can do so much with what you said in that private chat. So here we go. The last thing we want to share with you as we get ready to release the show to do what it needs to do. And as we release the show, we invite all of you, all the listeners, those of you listening to the show live, on the phone line, the archive, to share the show with your friends, your lovers, your family, your brothers, your sisters, your aunt, everybody. Share with your pets. Share it with the non-physical beings, Abraham, Bashar, and all the other ones, you know, all kind of funny names. Palladians, just share with everybody. Say, they got to listen to this radio show. And, of course, make sure you share with your enemy, because you realize your enemy is not really your enemy. They're your remedy to remember that you are loved. There are no enemies, just yourself. You meet nobody but yourself. LifeConversationsRadio.com. Let's go and do the last one, which is open touch. This is how you use the idea of touch to connect with your essence. And Robin Weston said, select some objects as different in weight and textures as you can find. The collection might include a shell, silk scarf, I put some edits in there, I'm thinking of the brothers, tie, stone, a piece of ice. The selection is entirely your personal choice. But keep it varied. Place what you've chosen on a tabletop. After closing your eyes, pick up each item in your hand in turn and explore it thoroughly, noticing any differences in textures and temperature. Feel it, let how it feels speak to you, and feel what comes up in your body, in your senses. What are you feeling? Do you smell anything? Do you taste anything? She goes on to say, our sense of touch provides a vital source of information about our state of being and is major source of pleasure. Even everyday tasks like washing your hair can be enriched by attuning to the feel of the whole experience rather than doing it mechanically. All of this is simply about slowing down. It's simply about willing to experience ourselves at a deeper level.
To feel God in everything. And from that place, from that space, you walk out, you move out grounded, feeling whole, feeling connected. Now, there are times when we're going to be in a rush and we forget, and you know. But if you do this once a week, once a month, you can bring yourself back into alignment. Back into alignment. We're never separated from Source. We're never separated from God. We're never separated from love. We're never separated from the abundance that is ours. All the fruits of the Spirit is our birthright. It is our birthright. And it's so easy to take the body for granted. But I tell you, when the body realizes, okay, I need to send you some message. I think Betty was saying this yesterday, the whole thing about pain. Pain is a reminder that something is out of alignment. That pay attention. Pain will wake you up. I tell you, if meditation doesn't wake you up, if forgiving doesn't wake you up, chanting and affirmation don't wake you up, pain will wake you up. If pain doesn't wake you up, oh Lord, sickness will. Because you see, you've experienced or heard stories where people who've always believed in one way of healing, of cure, when they're having a major illness, they're willing to try any and everything. Because they get to realize life is their birthright. Life is good, it's getting better. Lil Drummer Man said, sex bring us closer. It's not taboo. Yeah, I totally agree. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. On Thursday, we're encouraging you and challenging you to take your inner child on a play date. You know, we get so serious, we get so serious, we don't take our body seriously. We get so serious that we're just so rigid. We can't play. We get so serious that we think spirituality is something we wear as a hat. We can't allow ourselves to be. So we're encouraging you to take your inner child on a play date. To get in touch with that inner essence. Your inner child is your God essence that just wants to play, that creative side, that creative self that just wants to express itself freely. It is your authentic self. And too many of us have had our inner child, that inner essence, abused, used by others. They didn't know no better. As a matter of fact, they were only doing what was done to them. So on Thursday, we're going to talk more about that. And brothers, you can take your inner child on a date. Trust me, you can. You need to. Unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. That realm of unlimited potential, the kingdom of heaven, that realm where all your power lies, the kingdom of heaven. That realm where you know your true worth, the kingdom of heaven. That realm where abundance is. where your abundance just flows, just waiting to just come forth. You got to become like a little child. And if you want to be childish about it, you can do that too. Become like an inner child. Become like a child. Don't get too serious. Don't get too serious. How's everybody feeling? How's your body feeling? How's everybody feeling? Ooh, I like that. Yeah, all the bodies that are listening to the show, how's it feeling right now? Slightly different show for me today. I feel sort of different, and that's good. I step out my own box, my own way of thinking and how things are supposed to go. And getting ready to release the show. We'll be back tomorrow. We will have this article by Robin Weston on my site, which is the lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. And I'll tidy up, take out my edits, because I had my, you might want my edits. No, I'm not going to put that on there. That's reminders for me. Well, as we keep it moving, you got the next thing you're doing. You may be going back into work, just finish your lunch. Whatever you're doing, do it with mindfulness. That's what it's really about. Mindfulness. Become one with the next thing that you do. If you're going to eat, if you're going back to work, if you're driving as you listen, pay attention to your hands on the steering wheel, to people. Feel the love moving through your body. Just be easy. Be easy. It's time to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I'll be back here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The show's archive. You can download it. You can listen to it again. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Blog Talk Radio. You can find it on Blurberry. You just Google Life Conversations Radio. You find it everywhere. Sometimes I'm amazed. I'm like, wow. So as we get ready to release the show, I want to leave this song. This song, this is a good song to leave you with. This is a song by Ricky Byers Beckwith. And it is called Everywhere I Am. Everywhere I Am. There is no spot where God is not. Be still. Be well. Be grateful. And more importantly, be yourself. Ricky Byers Beckwith.
I am in the dark.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, we dare you to live your best life.